Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
You can have any color you want, so long as it's black. Henry Ford used to make that joke about his famous Model T. It's just as true today as it was back then. Unfortunately, now it applies to schools rather than cars. But the Montana legislature is working on a solution. On Wednesday, the House Education Committee will hear House Bill 596, sponsored by Speaker of the House, Austin Knutson. This bill will establish public charter schools in Montana for the first time, and we think it's a great idea. Montana's public schools work great for most students, but for 15% of them, the results are not as encouraging. These are the students who are dropping out, somewhere between 1,500 and 2,000 kids per year. It's not to say that public schools are bad, it's just that every child is different, and sometimes children are different in a way that requires a different type of education. They need a chance to try something new, an educational setting that better fits their style of learning. In short, they need to be able to get their Model T in a color other than black. Unfortunately, Montana's one of only 8 remaining states without public charter schools. Some states have had them for nearly 30 years, and after Hurricane Katrina, every single school in New Orleans was converted to a public charter school. It was a grand experiment, and it's working. Charter schools are public schools with a much higher degree of autonomy, innovation, and accountability than a traditional public school. They're called charter schools because they're created by a charter, an official document that describes the type of education the school will provide and the performance expectations that the school will have to meet. This leads to autonomy because charter schools are not forced into a box by the state's accreditation standards or teachers' union contracts. They're free to innovate, which is the second difference. Charter schools are usually organized around a theme. All provide a solid basic education, but they also focus on specific areas of interest. Unions might sponsor charter schools to teach a trade. Native American communities might use them as language immersion schools. They could also focus on the arts, similar to a Juilliard Academy, or even on science and technology. The possibilities are endless, and that's why they decrease the dropout rate, because kids can find a school that focuses on their talents and interests. No more one-size-fits-all education. And that leads to the third principle, high degree of accountability. These schools either perform or they're shut down, which is how it should be. If these schools are going to happen, it's because the people of Montana want them. As always, the Teachers Union and the Office of Public Instruction will be there to say that it won't work, but the cat's out of the bag. They do work in 48 other states. Now it's Montana's turn. If you'd like to see more choices for Montana's kids, please call 444-4800 and ask the members of the House Education Committee to vote yes on public charter schools, or go to our website at montanafamily.org and click on the legislative button. Because excellent educations don't just come in black, they come in every color of the rainbow. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.